We can go on to some news items now. A bit of a mixture of news now, as we hear of Norfolk Wildlife Trust celebrating 100 years with a walk and conservation works for the Great Hospital. Then an end in sight for certain roadworks as a completion date is named, whilst plans are renewed for a previously hotly contested incinerator plant. However, we'll start with the success of this year's Aylsham Bank Holiday Show. A spectacular array of countryside entertainment brought a bumper bank holiday crowd to the 78th Aylsham Show. Thousands flocked to Blickling Park for the long-running agricultural show, which featured time-honoured livestock competitions alongside displays of rural pursuits, vintage machines and working animals. But these traditions were balanced with an action-packed main ring programme, including the Jump Dogs Parachute Display Team, the Bold Dog FMX Freestyle Motocross Display Team, the OG Performance Horse Jousting Display, the Pony Club Mounted Games and Farm Olympics, as well as a Battle of Britain flypast by a Hurricane fighter plane. For visiting families, it was a chance to enjoy a fun day out in the countryside while learning about rural industries, meeting farm animals and sampling the finest Norfolk food and drink. And after an overcast morning gave way to bright afternoon sunshine, organisers believe the attendance figures will be on par with last year's show, which attracted 17,500 visitors.
A wildlife charity is marking 100 years of nature conservation with a special fundraising event. Norfolk Wildlife Trust is inviting the public to take part in a sponsored walk at Broadland Country Park on Sunday, October the 4th, to raise funds for its work protecting the county's wildlife. The event, called Walk on the Wild Side, offers two routes: a family-friendly 5-kilometre wild explorer route and a more challenging 12.5-kilometre wild challenger route. Tickets start from £15 and include a special Walk on the Wild Side 2026 medal, light refreshments and wildlife-themed activities. All funds raised will support NWT's ongoing conservation work.
Plans to restore some of Norwich's oldest and most historic buildings have been given the green light. Conservation works for the Great Hospital, which dates back to 1249, have been approved by Norwich City Council. The work will focus on the medieval refectory and the master's house, both central to the hospital's daily life during the Middle Ages. The site is listed on the UNESCO UK Memory of the World Register, highlighting its international heritage significance. Repairs will include roof and tile replacement, structural timber investigations, chimney consolidation, and the installation of breathable wood fibre insulation. Cast iron rainwater goods will also be installed, and new roof lights will be added in keeping with the building's heritage. The works are described as largely conservative in nature and generally preventative in nature, addressing weathering, drainage, and structural stability to protect the buildings for the future.
Highways bosses hope that work on one of the three major Norfolk A47 revamp schemes will be completed early next year. National Highways officials are optimistic that the work they and contractors Galliford Try have left to do on the dualling scheme between Blowfield and North Burlingham will be finished in January. The £100 million scheme has seen a previously single-lane stretch of 2.6-mile carriageway replaced with a new two-lane dual carriageway, which opened in March this year. One of the two new bridges crossing the A47 to link the villages on either side of the road has been opened. The new Knights Bridge, close to the now-shut Cantley Junction, has been named after Valerie Knights, who lived in the nearby White House and often went to the aid of people involved in crashes on the road. Work still needs to be completed on a second bridge at Blowfield, while the old A47, which will remain in use as a local road, needs to be resurfaced, with a new cycle lane added to connect North Burlingham to Blowfield. Officials will be planting new hedgerows and areas of woodland this winter, alongside scrub and grassland, to increase habitats for badgers and reptiles. National Highways says there will be a 40% net gain in biodiversity as a result.
Councillors are discussing the possible revival of one of the most controversial proposals in Norfolk in recent years, an incinerator to burn the county's waste. The Reform Administration at County Hall is reviewing spending across the authority's departments, including how much is being spent dealing with waste, as it looks to find millions of pounds in savings. More than 204,000 tonnes of Norfolk rubbish is incinerated each year, but this is done at plants in Suffolk and Bedfordshire. That is because after a long-running and costly saga more than a decade ago, there's no such plant in Norfolk and a council ban on such facilities. That has now prompted opposition councillors to question whether Reform's ongoing review would see them consider whether an incinerator in Norfolk would save taxpayers' money.
A beloved Norwich clock, which has been in storage for more than a decade, is to go on public show again, but not in the city. The remarkable Gurney clock, which used to stand in Chapelfill Gardens and then at Castle Mall, has not been seen by the public since it was removed from the shopping centre in 2015. But leaders at Norwich City Council are set to agree to temporarily loan the timepiece, considered amongst the most accurate mechanical clocks in the world, to the Science Museum in London for a period of 10 years. There had been discussions about putting the clock back into the former Gurney Bank, now owned by the Norwich University of the Arts, but that move did not materialise. Putting the clock on display at City Hall has also been considered, but there are plans to revamp that building so it would be at least 5 years before it could go on show. So the loan to the Science Museum is considered the best way forward, with the potential for it to go on display in City Hall once the decade-long loan to the Science Museum concludes. Council officials say the proposals would mean the clock would be treated to specialist restoration, recommissioning and ongoing maintenance at no extra cost to the council.
A one-of-a-kind car built in Norfolk has been crowned the UK winner of the 2026 Hot Wheels Legends Tour. The 1972 Volkswagen Beetle, created by veteran builder Ray Ramsey, took the top prize at Carfest at Silverstone Circuit, beating competition to be named Britain's Hot Wheels legend. Despite its radical appearance, the car retains a stock twin-port 1300 engine, and the build includes numerous upcycled items such as a champagne bucket, vintage cine camera, and parts from a primary school toilet roof. Mr. Ramsey, who has completed more than 150 custom car builds, constructed the Beetle to raise funds for cancer research in support of his own battle with prostate cancer. "I just built this car to make people smile, and hopefully I achieved this," he said. The Beetle will compete against other regional finalists before the global grand finale in the USA in November.